The Democratic Alliance is extremely concerned to note recent reports that President Ramaphosa only intends to release certain parts of the Special Investigating Unit investigation into COVID-19 procurement corruption. Many, many South Africans sacrificed a great deal during this coronavirus pandemic and government's lockdown. It was also abused and used by predators, both within and outside government, to abuse the situation to enrich themselves and the elite around them. This is completely unacceptable. If the president is serious about drawing a line in the sand against corruption, then surely he must know that transparency, accountability, and a full disclosure is the best antidote towards corruption. We need a full disclosure of exactly what happened during this period so that we can ensure that it never ever happens again. The first part of combating corruption is admitting you've got a problem, exposing the problem, and then making sure that those responsible are held accountable. The president's latest statements reek of a cover-up, which will not be tolerated by the South African public. They have a right to know who took advantage of the situation, why they did so, and how they were allowed to do so. Only then are we going to be able to effectively combat corruption. The president has spent far too much time keeping information during the virus away from the people of South Africa. If he's serious in his fight against corruption, he must release the full SIU report and ensure that he plays open cards with the people of South Africa. After the sacrifices they've made, they deserve nothing less.